V'zeh shom Rabbi Seinuzal, and this is why the Gemara says shapegam shel nodav aviu v'chein shel ben azayu ben zoyma hoya sheloi hoyu nesuim noshim. This is why the Gemara points out that one of the main reasons why Nadav and Aviu were blown away, and these two rabbis, Rabbi Shimon ben Azai and Rabbi Shimon ben Zaymer, were blown away, was because they weren't married. Dehainu, sheloi rotsu lehishtadel lasik beyishuv ha'olam, meaning they refused, they were not willing to be involved in settling the world, in inhabiting the world, in bringing children into the world. Lahashir daitom hanoiro lamato, to see to it that their awesome das would remain down below on earth even after they leave, and even after they pass away. It would remain in their children. Ki savru shetzrichen liyos rak lamala, because they thought that it's perfectly okay to be just up there with Hashem, way, way up there in the stars. Avol be'emes einoy kein, but the truth is not like that. V'al kein, but rather a Jew has to be ayil v'nofik, up and down, a body and a soul. Hashem, the whole greatness of us, of mankind, is that it's a guf and a neshama. And the first commandment in the Torah is to get married, to be able to bring children into the world, to be able to bring students into the world, so that a person is zoicha to leave their das below on earth. V'al kein mazkirin misas nodav aviu b'yoyim hakipurim. Now you'll understand why the Torah portion that we read on Yom Kippur after Shachris is the passing away of Nodav and Aviu. Acharei mois kemo shekosuv, acharei mois shnei b'nei Aharon, b'korvosam lefnei Hashem v'yamusu. That it was after the passing away of the two sons of Aaron HaKohen, who in their coming close to Hashem, they died. Ki kol avoidas yom HaKippurim hu lahoitzi Yisrael me'avoinois. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in that chapter in the Ketumran, the whole purpose of our Avoid on Yom Kippur is to remove the Jewish people, to remove the sins from the Jewish people, and to bring about, to activate, to draw upon ourselves the holiness of the Beis HaMikdosh. Whereby we know that it was on Yom Kippur specifically that the Kohen Gadol, the one Jew that was allowed to enter into the Holy of Holies, the one day a year that he was able to do that was on Yom Kippur. She'ikar kedusha shel Beis HaMikdosh hu bebechinas hiskashrus ha'olamos. And as we explained earlier, the greatness of the Beis HaMikdosh is in the fact that it unites the worlds, the upper world and lower world. Us down here are united with Hashem. The Beis HaMikdash is the connection. Shemiskashrin shom, shezeo b'chinas ben v'talmid. This is what Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran as the two levels, the son and the student, who represent the upper world and lower world. Shehabeis HaMikdash kolul mihem, and we know that the Beis HaMikdash was a composite of both of these madregas, kemo shemavor shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Zion, shezeh hahefich mipigam nodav aviu. This was the exact opposite of the mistake of nodav and aviu. Sheloi hishtadlu lahashir hashor achrem bezoilam. They did not put in the effort to make sure to leave behind something after them in this world. They did not get married, so they were looking to be just upstairs, and they went into the Beis HaMikdash, boom! The Beis HaMikdash blew them away. And especially they tried to offer the Ketoris, which is the holiest, the highest korban in the Beis HaMikdash was the Ketoris. You try to do that, you try to bring this holiest korban without being anchored down below, without having the proper anchor, without having that connection downstairs, that's what happened. And now we go back to what we discussed a few pages ago. V'zeh hoyo pegam hamaraglim. This was also the mistake of the maraglim, the spies. Shepogmu b'Eretz Yisrael. They committed an act, a sinful act in a sense, against Eretz Yisrael. shetzrichim lesakin zois b'yoyim hakipurim, and we are involved in correcting that on Yom Kippur. Ulevakesh al zeh slachno. This is that pasuk that we repeat on Yom Kippur a few times. Slachno la'avoin ha'om hazeh kegoydel chazdecho v'chashneso. That pasuk is related, is brought in Chumash by the Meraglim, the topic of the Meraglim. K'ayidei zeh nechrav beis hamikdosh. Because that's what brought about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdosh. Shebozeh tluyim kol hachatoim, which is what all the sins of Klal Yisrael are connected to. Because we know while there was a Beis HaMikdosh, there were no sins. Rabbi Nezal quotes the pasuk over there, tzedek yolin bo. Righteousness was always found in the Beis HaMikdosh. The Korban Tomid in the morning wiped out, erased any sins that people had done throughout the night. The Korban Tumid in the late afternoon wiped out any sins that the Jews had done during the day. So as long as the Beis HaMikdash was functioning properly, there was no sins. So we see that that's what the Beis HaMikdash is all about, this Slichas Avonos. And the Yom Kippur especially, the highlight. Ki ha-meraglim pogmu mozeh mo'oid mo'oid. And the meraglim were poigem in this in a very, very serious way. They were poigem in Eretz Yisrael, in the Beis HaMikdosh, in this forgiveness of sins. At shenoflu legamri rachmon alson. And we see that when they fell all the way. Ki kvar mavoyer, because we learned already earlier, sheyesh binyan ze alofim verivavois bechinois la'im kates, that there are thousands and tens of thousands of variations of this. Unlimited. Kemoi shematzinu binyan arbo shenichnesu lepardes, as we find even just in that one example of the four rabbis that went up to the pardes, she ben azayu ben zoyma, these two great tzaddikim, ben azay ben zoyma, even though they were not successful in leaving the Pardes 100%, like Rabbi Akiva, however, they kept their status of being very great, awesome tzaddikim. The Gemara does not say chasram that they became reshoim or they did an avera, nothing like that. They remained unbelievable great tzaddikim. It's just they weren't able to be perfect like Rabbi Akiva. They weren't able to come in and out to get 100 on the test. So somehow there was some aspect of a failure, of a pigam. Aval acher, whereas number four, acher, this rabbi whose his name was originally Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya, and the Gemara says after that, they no longer used his regular name. They called him Acher, the other one, from the other side. Nofal legamri, rachmonosan. He fell totally. The kitzetz benetios. He ended up denying the unity of Hashem, chas v'shalom. The Omar chas v'shalom shtei reshuyes yesh. He said, I saw two upstairs. I was upstairs and I saw two. Because the Gemara says he saw the Malach Memtes. And the Malach Memtes so closely emulates Hashem that Acher made a mistake. He couldn't see the difference. He saw this angel writing the Zechuyos of Klal Yisrael in it. Machmasheloi hishtade lekasher alma tato balma de ilo. And again, why did Acher fail? Why did he fall? Because he didn't put in the effort to connect the lower world and the upper world. The omad al daitoi, he relied on his brain. Shenidmeloi shekvar yeshloi das godol. It seemed to him that he was a very, very big rabbi at the time. He was a Tana in the Gemara. He was on an incredibly high level. V'roi loy leida kol darki Hashem. And therefore, he should be able to make sense out of Hashem, out of the drachim of Hashem. Echu yisborach mekabel nachas mimaisa b'nei Adam. How Hashem receives pleasure from the activities of human beings. And as a result of relying on his brain, relying on his seichel, he entered into questions and all kinds of paradoxical things. To the point where he entered into places where he couldn't resolve it with intellect alone. He couldn't explain it rationally. He couldn't rationalize what he saw. Vaydezeh nofal lamokim shenofal. And as a result of that, he fell to where he fell to. Ve'yotza mikdushosei legamri. And he left the sphere of holiness completely. Ve'kitzeitz benetio. You see, Rachmon Olson, he denied the oneness of Hashem. Ve'cholzeh machmas sheleizocho lekabel he'oras hatzadik hagodol mimenu. And all of this is because he was not zeicher to receive the light of the tzaddik that was greater than him. Shehu bechinas mo, the tzaddik who's on the level of mo, bechinas mechomis, what the tzaddik who can tell those people on the highest levels, mechomis, mo pishpesh, what do you see, what do you know? Sheoz yoidea she'eino yedea klal, the tzaddik who's on that level, the tzaddik who is bechinas Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Akiva, he gets to such a level where he knows that he doesn't know. He knows so much, he learns everything that all the other tzaddikim know, but then he goes past that and he sees clearly that he doesn't understand, that he doesn't know. And it's impossible for a human being, even the biggest tzaddik, to understand the ways of Hashem. And this is merumos in the wording of the Gemara over there in Chagiga. The Gemara says, Acher, my chozer. Acher, what did he see that messed him up? What did he see that knocked him off his horse? The Gemara says, Chozer malach memtes. He saw this angel, Matat, who's one of the highest, highest angels in heaven. That this angel was given permission to sit and write the merits of Klal Yisrael. V'chulu, etc. The Gemara says a little more on that. Ulefi tu'usoi, and based on Acher's mistake, nidmeloi she'ein shayach lemalo leishev lichtav haschuyos, that it doesn't make any sense that they should be sitting upstairs writing the merits of Klal Yisrael. V'chulu, again, the Gemara talks about this over there. V'yidezeh kitzeitz banatiyos. And this is what led Acher to be to be confused and to think kavya as if there's two. In other words, ki omad al daitoi, because he relied on his brain. Because it appeared to him that he knows whatever there is to know about Hashem. He was a Tana in the Gemara. He didn't imagine there's higher than him. He was unwilling to put his brain aside, to put his intellect aside, his rationale, and to switch to emuna. You see something you don't understand? No problem. Stop. Shut the brain off. Switch to channel B, emuna.